Let's head now this morning. It's a Tuesday morning. You know, that means it's time for the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. And joining us here today from the FHN Family Counseling Department, Joe White is back with us again. Hey, Joe, good morning. Hello.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Great. Thanks for coming on board. It's always great to talk to you. I always have great information. And, you know, you're a behavioral health specialist there at FHN. And of course, we're right after New Year's here, and many people are still clinging, at least, you know, we're here only at the 8th of January, clinging to a potential New Year's resolution. First of all, what makes people make New Year's resolutions?
Well, I mean, people are often looking for ways to better themselves, to change a bad habit or go towards a better one. And looking for that change will make people feel better. They'll get a new sense of purpose sometimes when you're looking at what you want to do differently or how do you want to change things. So this makes us want to figure out when and how we can make those changes. And New Year's has just kind of become a cultural time to do that.
You know, it would make sense maybe to make a resolution at another time of year, maybe like a birthday resolution. Why don't we make resolutions at other times of the year?
Well, New Year's is definitely the biggest time of making resolutions, but we tend to make resolutions often. They just don't tend to be as big. So the New Year's ones tend to be our bigger life-changing ones. But we're always putting things off to a new day. Sometimes we say we'll tackle something on Monday, and that's just a resolution, start working on something on Monday. But in general, as humans, we really like a narrative. We like our story. We like to say, hey, this is when things started, and this is when I made a change to my life. So it's some random day that's not going to be as memorable. So remembering that on January 1st, I gave up smoking, or on January 1st, I started working out, or I started doing some other thing that I felt was going to help my life is a much better story. It's also a clean start point and something easy to remember. So it just helps us create that story, which gives it a more positive spin to make those changes.
We're talking to Joe White from FHN Family Counseling here today on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. Joe, what about resolutions? Most of them, unfortunately, seem to fail, and even worse than that, often fail very quickly. Why is that?
Well, I mean, one of the things we got to think about is that we say that we fail them, that we tend to think of them as all or nothing. Either I'm going to do this 100% or I'm not, and life doesn't work out that way. We are really creatures of habit, and being a creature of habit, we have to look at how habits form and how we break them. Research has really shown us that it takes about 13 weeks for us to form a habit or 13 weeks to get a new habit going in place of an old one. And during that time, there's going to be ups or downs. It is very rarely an all or nothing type of change. And so, therefore, those first 2 to 3 months are going to be the hardest ones, and there are going to be some ups and downs.
How do people set themselves up for failure? What's the issue there?
Well, yeah, looking at things as all or nothing, like I was saying before, can definitely cause some problems. Because then you have the concept that, oh, I broke my resolution. If something's broken, you don't use it again. We want to think of a resolution more as a goal, you know, so that we can start working towards the goal rather than an all or nothing type thinking. Some other things that people tend to do that can set themselves up for failure would be to overextend those goals and make a goal that they can't keep up with. Like saying, I'm going to go work out every single day. Well, you may be able to work your schedule for the first 2 weeks of the year, but by, you know, January 8th, it may be a bigger problem. So not overextending yourself would help with avoiding failure and to realize that failure just may be a part of the process of change.
What about when people fail? What's the impact of that?
Well, like I said, you know, when they fail, they tend to think it's a broken thing that they can't actually fix. And we want to change that failure as in this is a part of the process. Failing is just figuring out another way not to do something. I think that's an Edison quote. So you want to figure out what works for you and what doesn't work for you. So if you can start thinking of failure as just a way to regroup and figure out something else to do.
You know, I know that resolutions basically oftentimes are really behavior modification. That's what we're really talking about. And you're an expert in that area. How can people actually better help themselves to actually modify their behavior?
Right. So a lot of times we want to set a goal that's positive, something we want to work towards, not run away from. We want to work on being healthy, not avoiding donuts. We may want to work on something that's going to help our life overall. Then the best way to help adjust with behavior is come up with different ways to achieve that goal. One method may not work for you, so when you figure that out, you can let that method go, knowing that you are planning on letting it go. So you still have those other ideas or plans that can work for you. And then come up with a plan for when you do fail. It's most likely going to happen that as you make this change into a new habit, that there's going to be some times that you slip or have problems. So you really want to already have a plan for what you want to do next.
We're talking with Joe White. He's the FHN in FHN Family Counseling here today on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program here today, talking about New Year's resolutions. What should you do if you're, you know, you're on the verge of maybe slipping or losing your resolve with this New Year's resolution or your goal? What's your advice there?
To brainstorm with somebody else. Get some support people around you who know that you are working on this goal. Kind of make it a little bit public with your support people. So that way, when you feel like slipping, they can help motivate you. A lot of times, you know, we are social people, and we want to have that influence over us. So wherever we can, you look in building that support, and that will help you if you start to feel like you're going to slip.
Joe, if someone out there, either you know someone who needs help in overcoming some type of a behavioral problem, or if the listener is listening this morning and really wants to, you know, maybe help themselves, how could they get in touch with you or the FHN Family Counseling Department?
Sure. Can definitely come into our office, but also can call our main number, 815-599-7300. And also FHN.org has got all of our different agencies as well as our offices and services. So on there, you can go to FHN.org and can look at FCC services and locations there where they can come in and we can help with a couple of different areas. So if you're looking to stop smoking or you're looking to kind of change some other habits, sometimes there may be an emotional component to it, and that's definitely something we can help with.
Yeah, smoking, weight, those are really the biggies in terms of resolutions, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Those look like the bigger changes that people can make, yeah.
All right, Joe, always great information. Great to talk to you again. Let's talk again soon, all right?
Sounds great. Thank you.
That's Joe White here today from FHN Family Counseling here this morning on the Dial-A-Doc program.